I thought of you today as I was doing my prep for tonight's show, and I was just thinking about Pakistan wanting to reduce our troops in its country, knowing the fact that they have an arsenal of nuclear weapons, and knowing also that I think tension there might rise because of this whole situation. I'm convinced, for example, that they knew where Osama bin Laden was, and I'm not sure we can just turn around and walk away. But I was thinking of the things we've talked about over the past several years, Michael, about the Vedics and the kind of literature that kind of hinted to a past war of a nuclear war a long time ago. Let's review that, if you could, for our listeners.
The ancient Vedic historical writings like the Mahabharata and the Ramayana and the Bhagavad Purana mention huge battles that took place in the Indian subcontinent, part of which includes Pakistan today. And these writings describe the use of weapons that very much resemble modern nuclear weapons. For example, in the Mahabharata, there's a description of a weapon called the Agneya weapon. And it said when this weapon goes off, you know, there's huge flash of light. It says fierce winds blow in every direction. I've seen pictures of atomic bombs going off. The United States did test several atomic bombs above ground in the 1940s and early 1950s. And when you look at those movies, you see what appears to be a huge hurricane-like wind blowing. It's the shock wave coming out from the bomb. It's devastating. And I'm looking at one of these texts right now, and it says, men, horses, and elephants were slaughtered and burned to ashes as if caught in the final conflagration that burns the world. Tens of thousands of warriors lay on the battlefield, their bodies burned beyond recognition. It sounds exactly like the effects of a modern nuclear weapon. And actually, the scientist Robert Oppenheimer, who was in charge of the development of the atomic bomb for the American military during World War II, was also a student of the ancient Sanskrit writings of India. So he was very much aware of the descriptions of these weapons, like the Agneya weapon and the Brahmastra weapon. And he was asked, when the first atomic bomb was tested in Alamogordo, New Mexico, 1945, that this was the first atomic bomb. And he said, well, the first in modern times.
Oh, my.
And actually,
implying that there was an ancient nuclear explosion.
Yes.
Right?
And actually, when the first atomic bomb, test atomic bomb was exploded at Alamogordo, New Mexico, he started quoting Sanskrit verses from the Mahabharata, describing a light as brilliant as thousands of suns at the same time. You know, he was very much aware of the descriptions of these weapons resembling modern nuclear weapons that are found in these ancient Sanskrit writings, and they were used in warfare. And I, you know, just read you some of the descriptions, how the battlefields are littered with tens of thousands of bodies of warriors burned beyond recognition. It's really quite astonishing, the information that's there in these ancient texts.
Michael, in the Vedic literature, are there any depictions, sketches of mushroom clouds or anything like that?
Well, it is said that when this weapon is used, a dense gloom enveloped the battlefield, which is the effect that you get when that mushroom cloud.
Mm-hmm.
During the 1980s, there was a lot of talk of nuclear winter. That would be one of the effects of so many explosions of nuclear and thermonuclear devices, that they would throw up huge clouds of ash and dust and smoke that would block the sun for long periods of time. So there is some mention of that in a text I'm looking at right now, where it describes, yes, that a dense gloom enveloped the battlefield, which would be the effect of a cloud, a mushroom cloud like that.
I mean, because what else could it be, Michael? If you ruled out anything nuclear, what else could it be?
Well, it may be something that even goes beyond, you know, nuclear energy that we know about. But it seems the effects are very similar to the atomic weapons that modern scientists have invented. It may be possible that in ancient times they were in touch with more subtle energies. They were able to release the same types of effects, but in a different way we're doing today. There's mention of the use of mantras, which are sound vibrations that were used in ancient times to unleash these very powerful energies, which were manifest in terms of just brilliant light and blazing fire and shock waves. It's the descriptions very much resemble the modern nuclear weapons. And in the ancient Sanskrit writings, they did have a knowledge of atoms. There are very detailed descriptions of atoms, how to calculate time according to movement of atoms, things of that sort. They did have an atomic science in ancient times. They were aware of the existence of the atom and the energy contained in the atom. So it's really quite, you know, fascinating.
Michael, is there any way to date when this might have occurred?
The text record that these battles, the most recent ones, took place about 5,000 years ago in northwestern India. There was a massive battle in which such weapons were used at a place called Kurukshetra, which is in northwestern India. And the timing of that battle is established by astronomical information. In the Mahabharata, there are descriptions of star and planet positions, which you can use planetarium software to back calculate when these particular configurations of stars and planets were happening. So using information like that, it's been calculated the battles, these most recent battles took place about 5,000 years ago.